I am excited to talk to our friend today, Caitlin Boyle. She is a blogger and a very special blogger. She has two of them out there called HealthyTippingPoint.com and also Operation Beautiful. Now, OperationBeautiful.com. Now,
they have a whole blog just on cow tipping?
Not cow tipping. No. This is a great idea that Caitlin came up with, and she's been on the Oprah Winfrey Network, the Today Show, and she's going to talk more about what this whole Operation Beautiful is. And also, Lee, she was a real trooper because I interrupted her run this morning. I called her just to say hello, and she, you know, stopped while she was running. And you know, if it was me, I'd be like, forget it. I wouldn't even pick up the phone. I'm like, no one's getting interrupting my run. So, right. Caitlin, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure to have you on our show today. And first of all, I want to tell you, the concept of Operation Beautiful. How did this come up? Because it's a great story.
Yeah, so Operation Beautiful is about leaving positive post-its in public places like the bathroom or the gym scale, and these notes usually encourage a positive body image. I started the site because I was having a really, really bad day. I was just struggling with negative thoughts, thinking I wasn't good enough, and it all actually went back to how I felt about my job. So I just remember standing in this public bathroom, and all these negative thoughts were running through my head, and I told myself that I really needed to stop it and do something positive for somebody else. So I wrote, "You are beautiful," on a piece of paper, and I stuck it to the bathroom mirror, and I took a photo of it, and I blogged about it, and I put about 20 seconds of thought into the name, and I called it Operation Beautiful, and I asked other people to participate, and much to my surprise, you know, they did, and now it's become this, you know, international movement of self-esteem and positivity, which is just really cool.
But what if you're really not that great of a person?
Well, we have notes for you, too.
maybe it takes more than one sticky note. If you really got an issue, you really need to post more than one.
Yeah, I post notes on a daily basis. You know, I keep a bunch of post-its in my bag, and my messages usually reflect, you know, what I'm feeling or what I'm worried about. And I think that's the sneaky thing about Operation Beautiful is you feel like you're writing these notes for strangers, but really you're kind of telling yourself the positive messages.
So give me your top five sticky note.
Yeah,
my top five things to write are probably...
Or maybe two,
okay.
Yeah.
My favorite one to write is scales measure weight, not worth. Because I think a lot of people who are trying to get healthy, they get really caught up in the scale, and of course, you know, if you have weight to lose, you know, of course the scale can be a really great reinforcing thing, but it can also be your worst enemy. So I really like the concept that a scale just measures how much you physically weigh. It doesn't tell you how awesome you are.
Right.
And my other one is I think I really like the message, you're good enough the way you are, because I think a lot of people struggle with feeling like they're not ever good enough. Because our society creates so many of these impossible things to attain, you know, in terms of, you know, physical beauty and also just being professionally perfect and, you know, at the top of your class or the best person at your job. And I think a lot of people struggle with feelings of perfectionism. So I really, really like that message.
It sounds like, Caitlin, that was inspired by Billy Joel. Any connection there with Billy Joel?
No Billy Joel connection, but he can get on it if he wants.
Okay.
Now, wouldn't it be cool to make a scale that doesn't have numbers, but as you stand on it, it'll say, like, oh, you're going to have a great day. And then, like, it moves, so it's like, oh, today's going to be a really great day. Or, like, my God, this is going to be a fantastic day. Whatever you stand on, it comes up with some saying that, like, inspirational.
What about this, Caitlin? What about if, like, it came up with the number, it said, like, 145? But you're still gorgeous in my eyes.
Right. There you go.
You guys should patent this idea. I like it.
No, that's you. It came from you. We got to include you in this, Caitlin. We just can't do it ourselves. Now, Caitlin, tell us any stories, anything that people that have responded to you and it responded to your blog that really touched you in a way that you couldn't imagine that how this would transcend people.
You know, I really hear the best stories every day, and it's always hard for me to pick a favorite because, you know, I hear from people going through divorces who find these notes in the courthouse or, you know, people struggling with eating disorders who find these notes at treatment centers. But something I really have been loving lately is middle school girls and high school girls have really been championing this cause And I think it's so neat because we hear so much about how that age group are just bullies and mean girls and queen bees. And, you know, I get a couple times I've gotten notes of girls who have, like, literally bombed their bathrooms at their schools with hundreds of Post-it notes.
Right.
You know, so you can't even see the mirror. And, you know, stories of, you know, I went into first period and there were 300 notes on the mirror and, you know, all the girls in my class were crowded around and taking home their favorite note and things like that. And I love that because, you know, little girls sometimes get a bad rap, and it's great to see that they want to do something positive and they want to change the dialogue at their school.
Now, when did you get into this whole idea of communicating with yourself in this manner of sending yourself notes? When did this start?
The site started in.
I mean, not the site. I mean, not the site, but like when did you start doing it on a per? Like, have you been doing this your entire life, or is this something that just started because you wanted to make a change in your life?
I've always been a bit of a writer, and I think I've always recognized the power of writing things down positively, and I think that it makes a huge difference when you do that. And I can definitely remember, you know, writing myself positive messages and things like that, and I think it makes a huge difference to be able to put your positive thoughts down on paper.
Right. Yeah, that absolutely. And it's such a great idea. This idea is so great, and it's so interesting that tell us a little about the journey that once all of a sudden this happened, what happened in your life?
It was crazy to watch it go viral because, you know, you hear about these things happening to other people, and you never think that your site will be at the epicenter of a viral movement. I posted the first note. Within 3 days, I had 75 notes in my inbox, and I decided to create a separate blog for Operation Beautiful. A month after that, the concept was featured in the New York Daily News, and a month and a half after that, I had a book deal, and I got to call my boss and tell her that I had secretly been blogging behind her back for a year and that I was quitting my job to write this book. So it was like a whirlwind. It really, really was. And it was just incredible to see it, you know, literally go viral across Facebook and blogs and Twitter. And it was a cool thing to see.
Now, does it work for guys, or this is only a chick thing?
It does work for guys. And I love it when guys participate, just because it's, you know, yes, it's Operation Beautiful, and if you go to the website, there's lots of purple and pink and things like that. But, you know, guys really appreciate finding the notes.
Caitlin, the fat guy
love writing them.
The fat guy loves purple and pink, so I think this will be right up his alley. This would be great.
Like mine says,
everybody loves pink.
No, but I think that, you know, it sounds like you know, there's a.
I'm going to post right now. Your man boobs look especially attractive today.
I don't have man boobs. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm posting that in the bathroom.
You're talking about yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a start. But Caitlin, you know, we don't really talk about this, but you know, it's funny. I think there's two sides of the men. You know, you have one side of the men who think they're much more beautiful than they really are. You know, where they think they still see the. You know, they're really not what they think they are. And then you have the other side, again, that definitely has a self-image issue. And you know, but I think this is a great start, and I think that's going to lead to the next book, don't you think? Operation Handsome or Operation...
Yes.
I think that's
you know, men experience all the same pressures that women do. If you look at the how men are presented in the media, you know, most male movie stars and models are gorgeous men with six packs and full heads of hair, and you know, that's just not reality for most men. Just like for women, the image of beauty that's presented in the media is not reality for most women. And I, you know, I know so many of my guy friends who go to the beach and refuse to take off their shirt because they're embarrassed. And I think that men struggle with the same kind of things just as much as girls do.
Right. They probably just don't talk about it. They
post those notes.
Right, they better start posting notes, Lee. Gonna start
I told
doing that.
You I was going to, and you made fun of me, and now I feel inadequate.
I'm not. Now, so you have a very so now. Tell us a little bit now about your day. What your day's like now from going away from this job?
Do you own stock in 3M? Like, what is the deal?
No, but 3M is a great big supporter of Operation Beautiful, and they love to send me free Post-its and send people, you know, I do Operation Beautiful presentations, and they always provide products, so they're really great and behind the message. But you know, since this all kind of happened to me, I've become a full-time blogger, and which is really cool. I just finished the second Operation Beautiful book, which is geared towards younger girls. And I spend my days, you know, blogging at healthytippingpoint.com and on operationbeautiful.com and creating healthy recipes and doing freelance writing and things like that. It's just, it's a very cool experience. And it's neat for me to talk to my grandfather who's in his 90s and he has like no idea what I do.
Right.
You know, he can't grasp this concept of blogging.
Right.
Because it's a job that really didn't exist maybe, you know, 5 or 6 years ago.
Right. Does he go like, now really, what do you really do?
Yes, he does. He doesn't understand. He's like, I don't understand.
How do you pay your bills at the end of the month?
Yes. He doesn't get it, but everybody likes it.
And so the thing that's great is it sounds like between you and your husband, you have this wonderful mesh of trying to, you know, this healthy living lifestyle between the food and the – isn't he also an acupuncturist?
He's an acupuncturist, which is really cool. And it's neat because we weren't always the healthiest people. We met when we were in college and we did the typical – $5 pizza, binge drinking, college experience, and, you know, we've both kind of changed together and realized that, you know, health isn't the week before spring break, you know, going to the gym and crash dieting. It's just, it's part of a everyday, healthy, holistic lifestyle, and it's actually fun, you know, it's not torture, and it's not restriction, and it can be a really fun thing to do, too. So it's nice that he has the same interest.
And you've also become quite an avid runner, too. So I saw that you post a lot of things about running on the healthytippingpoint.com blog as well.
Yeah, I love to run. I love to race. I've done 32 races. I think races are a really fun way to stay motivated.
Right.
You know, just to have a goal to work towards, and it's kind of a celebration of your training when you get to do that race.
Now, is it really racing, or do you just go there for the celebration? Like, it's like a day to run and having other people there.
And hand out Post-it notes.
And handing out Post-it notes and, see, you know, go to all the vendors and get all, like, the free bananas and stuff like that.
Well, with 32 races, you know, you can't set a personal record at every race. And that's just part of, you know, reality and life. You know, life gets in the way. And some races are serious for me, and some races are just fun, you know, just run with a friend or walk with somebody who's doing it for the first time. And I like having that balance.
Any aspirations, Caitlin, of like running across the United States or doing any of these, like, you know, like these things that Dean Karnazes does where he's like, I'm going to run a marathon for the next 50 days. Every day I'm going to run a marathon.
I don't think I could run a marathon for 50 days. I really, really want to break a 1:55 half marathon. That's my next big goal. And, you know, half marathon season is kind of coming up right now, so hopefully I'll do it this year, but if not, there's always next year.
Well, listen, Caitlin, maybe if you want, where are you guys located? Are you in Orlando or Charlotte?
We're in Charlotte. We just moved to Charlotte this year.
Well, I'm just trying to get in the fat guy to do one of these Muddy Buddy things, and I'm hoping maybe, is there one in Charlotte this year or anything?
There's one right north of Charlotte in March. I think it's in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Ooh.
Well, we're going to do that one.
We have one in Atlanta in June. I'm trying to get the fat guy to do it with me. But,
why don't you do it with Caitlin? She seems like she'll do it.
Because, you know what, just seeing you in mud and
It'll be fun. You should do it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because
you know how many Post-it notes it'll take me to get motivated to do that? It'd be like thousands.
Well, Caitlin,
them over.
We really appreciate you coming on the show today and telling us about Operation Beautiful. The book, you can also get the book on Amazon. Is that
it's
correct?
It's out already?
Yeah, it's her first book's already out. It's been out for a while.
Book is available at Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble. It's called Operation Beautiful, Transforming the Way You See Yourself, One Post-it Note at a Time.
Well, we really loved the message that you're sending out, and go to both websites, healthytippingpoint.com and operationbeautiful.com. Great information. It's an inspiring story, and we definitely got to meet up with you sometime. Maybe if it's not a Muddy Buddy, maybe a 5K race down here in Atlanta if you and your husband come down here.
That would be awesome.
Fantastic. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you soon. That is Caitlin Boyle. She is the author of Operation Beautiful. Also, she is the blogger behind OperationBeautiful.com and HealthyTippingPoint.com. Very successful blogger. She's been on the Oprah Winfrey Network and the Today Show. Great story. Check her out. And also check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at DrFitnessAndTheFatGuy.com. Check out our blog. drfitnessblog.com. Find all of our great past shows there. All of them, not just one of them.
No,
since 2005.
You can
go listen to the very first one we did.
Don't listen to that one.
That was probably terrible. Yeah, that was terrible.
You don't want to download that one.
Start
a couple years in. We've got our sea legs under us.
Yes, that was when the guy who used to run the studio had a little funny little drinking habit.
It might have affected our performance.
might have affected us a little bit.